Resident Fred German has volunteered with the Salvation Army's annual kettle campaign for over 5 years and enjoys interacting with people while donating his time to a worthy cause. German is the first official volunteer of the 2023 kettle campaign, which the Salvation Army launched on November 24 at Superstore. The retired program head of cooking at SIAST, now Saskatchewan Polytechnic, came dressed in a festive red sweater and red and white Santa hat. "I've done this for several years. I had friends who were doing it and I said, well, if you need some more volunteers, just give me a call. And they give me a call every year," he said. "I also said, send me to different places. I don't want to be in the same place all the time because, that way, I get to see different people. It's meeting new people that German most enjoys, along with giving his time to a project that supports the community. It also gives him something to do in retirement." The Salvation Army has offered a tap donation feature for several years, an option that German says helps a great deal with acquiring money. He pointed out that many people don't carry cash anymore, so using debit or credit is convenient for most. "I know my son has it, credit card, on his watch, so he just puts his watch up against it," he said. German added that he still sees people give physical money, and it's fun guessing who might donate with cash or coins. "This is one of the busiest seasons for the Salvation Army as it works to raise over $60,000 through its 6 kettle locations," said Major Clarence Ingram. "We're down 1 location, but we'll get there. We're confident because people are generous," he stated. The 6 locations include Superstore, Co-op Grocery Store, Safeway, The Town, and Country Mall, Walmart and Sobeys Liquor Store. Last year, the Salvation Army had a kettle at the SLGA liquor store on Manitoba Street, but the province closed the store in March. The kettles will be available from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Tap locations will be at Superstore, Co-op and Safeway. The money will support the nonprofit's Christmas Hamper program, which sees the organization provide food, a gift card, and toys to less fortunate residents, said Ingram. The Salvation Army started giving people gift cards about 2 years ago, not just because of the pandemic but because that lets people choose what they want, he continued. Furthermore, Moose Jaw has become more multicultural, and some residents have different food preferences, so offering a standardized package wouldn't suit everyone. "And it kind of gives them a little bit more dignity to go and choose the things they want rather than us choosing for them," Ingram said. The Salvation Army has a good collection of children's toys so far but could use more, Ingram continued. Two ways it plans to acquire more is during the Canadian Tire Toy Drive from Thursday, November 30 to Saturday, December 2 and during the WHL Warriors Teddy Bear Toss on Saturday, December 9. Ingram thanked the community for its generosity, for supporting the Salvation Army's many campaigns and for volunteering and donating. "We couldn't do this on our own," he added. "The community is the army behind the army." To volunteer, call 306-692-5899.